Beginning of Parashat Shoftim, the Torah introduces the Bet Din HaGadol, the high court that sits in the Beit Mikdash, and it discusses a scenario where a person comes to ask a question. Interestingly, the Torah discusses this scenario in detail. It doesn't just say technically, you have a question and you come ask them. It begins Perek Yitzayin Pasuk Chet, Ki Palei Mimcha Davar, when there's something that's a pellet to you, that's above you. And then the Torah specifies it can be Beidam Ladam, Beidin Ladin, Beinega Lanega, Vikamta ve'alita, and you stand up and go up to the place that God has chosen. The Chatam Sofer, in his Torah's Moshe commentary on the Torah, relates to this formulation and says, just as when a person is physically sick, the body expresses itself with a rash, with pain, so too when a person has a spiritual problem, a religious problem, it expresses itself in a question, in a doubt, in something that's above someone. The question is how we respond to such a question. People often see a question as a nuisance. Why do I have this question? And they want to get it out of their minds. Says the Chatam Sofer, the existence of the question is a sign that a person needs to raise themselves up to a higher level. They need to be seeking more than just the answer to that question. And he says that's why the Torah tells us that when we have a question, we shouldn't just seek a Bet Din to answer it, but we should look for the Bet Din that's in the Makom HaShe'ef Har Hashem that requires us to raise ourselves and go higher in order to reach it. This is a very pertinent idea in Zman Elul, where the goal is for us to try and raise our game, raise ourselves beyond what we know. On the first night of Rosh Hashanah, the question we pose after the Tefillah in the Mizmor, the David Mizmor, Lashem Haaretz Mloa, is we ask, Mi Ya'alev Har Hashem, O Mi Yakum Bimkom Kodesho? Rosh Hashanah night, the question is, who is able to raise themselves, can climb up that mountain? It depends upon those who've raised themselves beyond their comfort zone and their norm during the month leading up to Elul. Let's take the lead from Parashat Shoftim, Ki Yipalei Mimcha Davar, and the drive to Vekamta Ve'alita.